WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan.
No justice!
No Jeeps!
No justice!
No Jeeps!
A Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio, one of three places targeted in the strike by the United Auto Workers. President Biden says he wants the union and big three automakers to work it out.
Let's be clear. No one wants a strike. Say it again. No one wants a strike. But I respect workers' right to use their options under the collective bargaining system. And I understand the workers' frustration.
The president is sending two administration officials to Detroit to underline the serious economic impact a prolonged strike could have. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Union leaders say the big three automakers, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, are making record profits. They say they want workers to benefit too, not just executives.
There's a serious double standard in this country right now. There's a billionaire class, and there's the rest of us. We're all expected to sit back and take the scraps and live paycheck to paycheck and scrape to get by.
The United Auto Workers Union is asking for a 40% pay hike. Automakers have offered half that. The UAW is also seeking a shorter work week and a return of pension plans.
All along the New England coast, people are bracing for stormy conditions as a Category 1 hurricane heads north in the Atlantic Ocean. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
Hurricane Lee, with 85-mile-per-hour winds, continues to weaken a little bit, but is expanding in size and therefore is going to cover more and more of the region as it gets closer to the New England coastline. It is also starting to move a little bit faster now. Now turning to the north and moving at about 10 miles per hour, could increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour in a northward direction by the end of this day.
A Michigan jury has acquitted three men in the final trial linked to the plan to kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer.
William Knoll, twin brother Michael Knoll, and Eric Molitor were found not guilty of providing support for a terrorist act and weapons charges. They were the last of 14 men to face charges in state or federal courts. Nine others have been convicted in the plot. The Knolls and Molitor were accused of supporting leaders of the plan by participating in military-style drills and traveling to see Whitmer's vacation home in northern Michigan. The governor's office calls the verdict disappointing. Luke Sloan for CBS News Detroit.
On the Health Watch, CBS's Alexander Tin with some new COVID information.
With test positivity and emergency room visits all now plateauing or starting to decline across much of the country, CDC officials told a webinar of clinicians this week that they now have, quote, guarded hope that this latest COVID wave could now be slowing.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 196 points. NASDAQ is off 164. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The 20th annual Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest is officially underway after kicking off at 11 a.m. today. The event will run today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and residents can get a daily wristband for $12 and a weekend pass for $18. Organizers of the event say that all proceeds collected go directly back to the organizations that volunteer at the event. A full schedule of the 2023 Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest can be found at GoChippewaCounty.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that deer season begins this weekend with the opening of archery and crossbow seasons. The two seasons run through either January 7th or January 31st, depending on the county, and all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. The DNR is also reminding hunters to practice proper safety, like wearing safety harnesses in tree stands and using a haul line to bring unloaded weapons to the stand. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
road trip
with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you're ready to welcome fall, the Amory area is the place to celebrate the season during the Flannel and Fire Fall Festival. There's a corn maze, s'mores station, flannel dress-up contest, and the Apple River Quilt Guild Show, too. It's fall-focused and has been for more than 74 years. The Flannel and Fire Fall Festival, Thursday through Sunday, September 14th to the 17th in Amory, picked as one of the 100 best small arts towns in America. More info at AmoryFallFestival.org. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
No, it's not exactly Todd. It's just Luke. It's just you and me, right? I mean, nobody else. You and I.
I've been waiting for Todd to pop in the studio. He's not. Oh, you know,
it seems like a very understated way to start the show here. Shall we do this with the spirit of Todd Albaugh?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm not Todd Albaugh, and neither is he. That's Luke Mathers.
How we doing, Pat?
I like how at the very last second you bailed out that we were going to do that together.
Then you remembered
that we sometimes have sync issues here, and that would have sounded dumb. So good move out of you.
That was the call I made. I was like, we didn't practice it, so therefore, yeah, you could have mentioned it that's what we wanted to do. But
I didn't get the memo on dress rehearsals. We don't do that at 6 o'clock in the morning over here.
Well, that's okay.
Hi, everybody.
Nobody's listening at that time anyway, right?
Oh, way to make me feel good.
I'm kidding.
I'm here to be Luke Mathers' punching bag for the next 60 minutes or so as Todd enjoys some very well-deserved time off. And what you're really witnessing with your ears, is the maturation of Civic Media that hosts are now starting to fill in for one another. We didn't know each other before. It was like, you know, the early rounds of a boxing match, you know, and now we know who we can trust and who we want to fill in. And so Todd was gracious enough to have me fill in, but he didn't trust me for 2 hours. So you get Matt Flynn coming up at 2 o'clock.
I think it was more that he just didn't want to burden you with 2 hours hours in the morning.
That was very kind of him, but I've asked him to fill in for me in a couple of weeks when I take some time off, and I'm not splitting that baby up. He's doing 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. I don't have the luxury of having two hosts come in, you know, and I certainly can't ask Ms. Bry to come in now in her condition, so, you know, can't rely on her anymore.
But I think rightfully, understandably so.
I'm
though,
not
Pat.
Blaming her.
You said that her condition.
I'm all for the magic of birth. It's just an inconvenience to me and everybody else around here. But soon there will be a little junior Asgos running around the studio, and it'll be adorable.
Yes.
But in the meantime, Todd, I'm sure mentioned you know that he's got some good plans with friends coming up for this weekend. So we wish him all the best, safe travels, lots of fun. He will be back here come Monday.
Yeah, he's enjoying some of the mountains, and we'll be back on Monday for your regular scheduled programming with the Todd Albaugh Show returning on Monday. But until then, Pat, you and I holding down the fort in this first hour, and then I'm going to be joined by Matt Flynn for a little bonus hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn filling in for the second hour of the Todd Albaugh Show on this Friday afternoon.
And in both cases, this hour, that hour, you can always reach us at 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what people sound like in the early afternoon, because we don't get a lot of phone calls at 6 a.m. And a lot of times, you know, it's from people who aren't quite awake yet. So, you know, it's a little understated. So I want to hear people feeling good on a Friday afternoon. You tell me it's beautiful weather down there in Madison. Meanwhile, up here on Lake Wissota, it's rather gloomy, an area of rain that continues to stretch, honestly, looking at the radar, from Denver to Thunder Bay. And it's going very slowly across northwest Wisconsin right now, but we so need the rain. So I think you're going to get it eventually, but you should enjoy that nice Friday afternoon you have there.
I plan on it once I have the opportunity to jump out of the booth. But until then, I'm going to be thrilled to be with you on the airwaves.
And then you're not done with me. You get not one, not two. You get a triple shot of Pat Kreitlow today, because Crudy, Dom and Crudy are on the road.
Yeah.
Right here in Chippewa Falls, because Oktoberfest, Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest, begins today over at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And so Dom and Crudy have taken the show on the road. Crudy's going to be at Loopy's. That's a well-known sports bar right on the Chippewa River here just outside of Chippewa Falls. He'll be here from 4 to 6, so I'll be getting interviewed at some point there. And then apparently I'm supposed to be Crudy's escort to Oktoberfest. So I'm like, wait, do I wear the lederhosen and you wear the dirndl? Or is it, how does that work? I don't know.
Well, yeah, you absolutely need to coordinate your outfits. So yes. Hopefully you'll get, you've got a little time to figure that out still, Pat.
I'm curious as to see how this is going to work out. I don't know if Crudy's ever been to an Oktoberfest. I have time to tell this story. And one of the lines I used to love with Luke when he was producing for me is Grandpa's got a story. So I did, in fact, own some lederhosen for when Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest first got going. I still own it. It's just that I don't fit in it anymore. Apparently it shrunk in the laundry is the story, and I'm sticking to it. But anyway, we lived for three years, 2014, 2015, 2016, in the Cayman Islands, and had a lovely island adventure for those 3 years. And we heard that they were going to try an Oktoberfest for the first time down there. So on our trip home prior to that, we packed up the lederhosen and the dirndl and the socks and the shoes and the felt hat and everything, and we brought it down there with us.
Wait, you're telling me on your standard trip to the Caymans, you don't bring that all with you?
Not my standard trip, just a special trip this time. We show up at Oktoberfest, you know, it's 90 degrees and sunny, but we were basically the only ones on the island who knew how to polka. We were rock stars for one day. Everybody, we got to dance one time, and then all these women were in line for me, all these men were in line for Sherry, and we just, they had the best time. And we of course didn't get paid. It's like we got paid to be celebrity dancers for them. But I will also tell you, wearing heavy wool German clothing on an island, do not advise.
Doesn't sound like the best.
Probably why it shrunk. You know, 8 gallons of sweat will do that, you know. So if that hasn't turned off your radio, I don't know what will. We'll continue on this Friday. Pat Kreitlow in for Todd Alba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Dig out the lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll see a high near 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 51. Mostly sunny for Saturday with a high of 73. Sunshine and 70 for Sunday. For Monday, sunny with a high of 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs to the low 80s.
Right now, it's 62.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
There are a lot of people right now looking at their radio dial, and they're thinking, oh, wait, something must have turned. I'm listening to that local polka station. No, you're actually not. It's still the Todd Alba Show. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. You hear us here 6 to 8 a.m. weekday mornings. Luke Mathers is spinning the Victrola over there, including the beer barrel polka. Good pull out of you. Are you a polka dancer at all? Would you know how?
Would I know how to do it?
Think about that. You can polka or you can't. I mean,
would I technically know how to do it? No, but yes. I think I could, you know.
You think you could fake it?
I think I could work my way through it until it looked somewhat reasonable.
Okay. It is not the most difficult thing, but
right.
you have to know if it's a polka, is it a waltz? Is it a schottische? These are the important things that dancers need to know. Yeah, you're very welcome. This is not to be confused, of course, with the Oktoberfest that goes on in La Crosse, and there are actually little Oktoberfest festivals all over the state, and it's been a couple of years since we did the story, but if you go over to my home base, upnorthnewswi.com, and search for Oktoberfest, we've done a story or two on all the different communities that have Oktoberfest. It's that time of year. Some people do their corn festival. You've got apple festivals that are coming up, but we're definitely getting into Oktoberfest season.
Oh, yeah.
Which you notice often happens around here in September, because if you wait till October for Oktoberfest season, you might have to polka in snowshoes. So...
Well, also because Oktoberfest takes place in September across Germany.
You think they would get it right. Those Germans can engineer everything but a calendar for their dancing.
They know how to throw a party. You're celebrating Oktoberfest all leading up to October. It takes place throughout the month of September.
There you go. I have already been derelict in some of my duties here. First off, to shamelessly promote Up North News, where I'm the founding editor. It's a separate entity from Civic Media. Again, find it at upnorthnewswi.com or search for Up North News WI. And by the way, I haven't shown you this yet. I know we have been hawking that Up North News now has T-shirts and tote bags, and we have all kinds of Up North News related T-shirts. I didn't show you the tote bag yet. The tote bag
there
simply says
go.
Fascists hate facts. I think Todd would really like this, don't you?
I think Todd would like that. Send one down here. I'll make sure he gets it.
I will. I'm going to be down there in, a week. That's right.
There you go.
I haven't told you that yet.
No, you hadn't, but...
And I'm going to come bearing gifts.
Oh, well, I'll have to wait to get them till I'm back, because a week from now, I'll be leaving on a little extended vacation myself.
Oh, that's right. So yes, good for you.
I can't wait to see it when I get back.
The other plug I forgot to make... is we have Milwaukee Brewers tickets to give away.
We do.
On this Friday. And that's all you've told me. So I don't know for which game.
4 tickets for tomorrow night's game. We're hosting the Washington Nationals. This weekend at American Family Field. So 4 tickets to tomorrow night's game. 6:10 first pitch time. And the crew, I have not got a chance to see with the standings. I know they won yesterday. Winning
4.5 games up.
4.5 now. Ooh, last time I looked, mm-hmm. it was 3. So that's nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cubbies, for losing a couple games there. We appreciate that, us Brewers fans. But
yes,
4 tickets to give away for Saturday's game at American Family Field.
And so Todd told me that normally on Fridays at 1:30 or so, he's talking sports. And so he said, that's, if you're going to do any sports talk, do it then. So I'm just giving you the heads up now about the Brewers ticket giveaway. It also puts Mr. Mathers on notice that he has, you know, approximately 14 minutes to come up with some kind of a Brewers trivia question or some other way that we're going to get
that's like an away. Eternity of lead time. Thank you so much for not waiting until the commercial break to let me know I needed to come up with the trivia.
I have a lot of faith in you. So, hey, we can't forget that there's plenty of news going on in the world as well. We'd love to get your take on it at 844-967-2789. So I'm actually going to use this block to rattle off several of our top stories around Wisconsin. It has been such a busy week in the state and around the country. And if at any one point you hear something and you say, I have got to spout off about that, again, 844-967-2789. Oh, that reminds me. I should have turned on the phones up here. I forget. You gave me the control to do that, even from way up here in Chippewa Falls.
Oh, yeah. And I see you just logged in. So there you go. Should be all set.
Yep, it is. So there. Now I'll actually know when we have a phone caller. All right. It's tough to say where to start because from a Wisconsin standpoint, you had two very big stories. You had the state Senate taking a pretend vote to try to fire Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And I've always used that phrase, pretend vote or imaginary vote, because it's not real. There's nothing in state law that had a matter before the state Senate to hold a vote on whether Megan Wolf should stay as administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Right after that vote was made, Attorney General Josh Call filed on behalf of the Elections Commission a legal complaint asking a judge to find, as I think one will, that the Senate did not act within the scope of the law and that Megan Wolf should get comfortable there. Put her feet up on her desk. She's not packing boxes anytime soon. Meanwhile, over in the state assembly, you had the redistricting reform plan. And here, let's do the proper finger quotes for radio. Reform plan. That was not actually a reform plan, not actually Iowa-style redistricting of the maps, because, again, Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, does nothing benevolent. There's always an ulterior motive, and in this case, a loophole big enough to drive a truck through that allows Republicans in the legislature to claim that they passed a nonpartisan redistricting reform bill. But there is a way in that bill for them to eventually overrule the nonpartisan map drawers and continue to draw their own map the way they have the past 12 years. I know you're shocked to hear that this could be done so disingenuously. An idea that was hatched on Tuesday, voted on Thursday, with no committee hearing, no public input whatsoever on this huge change in the way Wisconsin's political boundaries are drawn. Luke, I don't know how anybody takes this at face value other than the Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly.
Well, the problem is there's a through line here that these individuals, these lawmakers in the Wisconsin legislature, they get taken for face value for the words that they say, even though it's not the Iowa model. It's being reported on as a version of the Iowa model, even though there was no reconfirmation vote that passed the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They're still going to hold the hearing and the vote for whether or not Megan Wolf is reappointed. And it's they just want to do what they're going to do. Just let them
do
it.
I want.
Come on.
I do what I want. It should be the motto there. And I know that Todd has mentioned again that there were multiple bills over the years by Democrats to bring in nonpartisan redistricting, and that Republicans are claiming, well, now you guys are hypocrites. You've been for nonpartisan redistricting and now you're against it. And that there have been past bills. Yes, there have been multiple bills in the past, and all they would need to do would be to hitch their wagon to the one that has the most safeguards to ensure that this is in fact nonpartisan redrawing of the lines and that you can't mess around with it. And those suggestions were thrown out by Democrats yesterday in the assembly. They were by and large ignored. I don't even know if the Senate's going to take up this bill. So it's and Governor Evers, of course, would veto it. So the only reason you go through all of this is for messaging purposes, to try to convince people that It's Republicans who are the reformers now, and it's Democrats who are standing in the way of reform with their activist judges on the Supreme Court who are, you know, going to, you know, legislate from the bench. That will be the talking point rather than what actually exists, is that the Wisconsin Supreme Court will finally bring some justice to the drawing of the maps rather than the most gerrymandered maps in the country, which is what we've had for 12 years now.
Well, Pat, we can't rely on a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court who won't recuse herself. We need to appoint a panel of former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices that also had money from one of the political parties that decide what the recusal guidelines. It's all very confusing, Pat. Just listen to what they say, not what they do. Come on.
Don't look behind the curtain, for the love of God. So, yes, it's all on appearances. And unfortunately, these two issues, the phony redistricting plan and the phony vote to fire Megan Wolf, took all the attention off the other two things that should be front and center for this fall session of the legislature. And that would be saving the Child Care Counts program, saving affordable, accessible child care in the state of Wisconsin, and reconfiguring a tax cut in a time of a record budget surplus so that it benefits the middle class and isn't so heavily skewed toward the super wealthy. And yet, what you saw this week was Republicans basically passing a warmed over version of tax cuts for the very wealthy and passing new bills that they say would reform daycare or child care. But a new petition signed by more than 1,000 people connected to child care providers and parents reminds them these bills would actually make the problem worse. All in the name of deregulation. You're basically creating, you know, these giant Walmarts of child care. You know, how many more kids can you fit under one roof? How many fewer adults, meaning teenagers, can you have watching little kids? And, you know, I agree with those who say maybe child labor isn't the way that we address the child care problem in Wisconsin.
Well, we've been seeing a relaxation of child labor in a lot of different areas from Republican proposals this year. So it just seems, again, that's par for the course, Pat.
That's right. So that's what's happening from the state perspective. And again, if you have comments on that, 844-967-2789 is the phone number here. And then from a national standpoint, you not only have Congress careening toward a government shutdown. And by Congress, I don't mean all of it. I mean, of course, the Republicans controlling the House of Representatives who don't have their own house in order right now. So you have that potential for a government shutdown and all of the people who get harmed by that. But then you have also the other big national story today, and that would be the strike by the United Auto Workers Union for the first time against all three of the big automakers at once, but different than past strikes. Instead of one massive work stoppage across the country, it's much more selective, and it's meant to put pressure on each of the companies at times when they would feel it most. And I really do applaud them for that, because you have to, at some point in the process, get the attention of the people on the other side of the table. And I think that the United Auto Workers is doing the right thing, looking at those massive, and I do mean massive, profits that they're getting and saying, I think you guys can kick in a little bit more for the wages that come to these folks. So those stories and more throughout the hour, if you care to comment on them. And of course, we had Dr. Kristen Lyerly on this morning talking about the Planned Parenthood decision to resume abortion care services in Wisconsin starting next week at two of its clinics. So many things going on that you can sound off on if you care. 844-967-2789. And coming up after this break, we're going to find out how Luke Mathers would like me to give away Milwaukee Brewers tickets for this weekend. I'm Pat Kreitlow, in here polka dancing during the commercial breaks for Todd Alba. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's life in the old boy yet.
Yeah.
your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden's weighing in on the United Auto Workers strike and says automakers should share the wealth.
Auto companies have seen record profits, including the last few years, because of the extraordinary skill and sacrifices of the UAW workers. But those record profits have not been shared fairly, in my view, with those workers.
He's sending two officials to Detroit to help with negotiations. Meantime, union workers are striking at targeted factories. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Wayne, Michigan.
The UAW has said they won't negotiate today, and that's been a point of frustration for the automakers. Ford and GM have been pretty clear that they would like to make a deal. They would like to get this done. They have made at least four offers.
But without a deal, auto analyst Garrett Nelson predicts big losses.
It could potentially be upwards of $5 billion. Of total damage in the first 10 days.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Opioid Settlement Task Force is deciding how to spend the millions of dollars in funding it's received. According to a WQOW report, the task force met with incarcerated individuals in Eau Claire County Jail this week in an effort to find out where the best places to utilize the opioid settlement funding is. Local residents can also provide input into where the funding should go, and a survey can be found on the Eau Claire County website. Wisconsin will receive federal grant funding dedicated to tree planting initiatives in the state. According to a CHAFER News report, the city of Milwaukee will receive $12 million for planting and maintenance of trees in economically disadvantaged communities. Dane County will receive $1.5 million in funding for tree planting and maintenance and to establish a youth tree crew. The United States Forest Service hopes to use the program to purify the air and mitigate heat during the summer months. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
You know, the calendar still says summer, so we can still play Yacht Rock on Fridays. Good work out of you, Mathers. Still got the Yacht Rock playlist handy.
Oh, yeah. It's a bookmark so tab. Stay bookmarked.
Smooth. Normally, on a Yacht Rock Friday, I'd be long off the radio and on my third margarita by now. But
wait, you're not? Instead.
You can't tell? If you can't tell, then no, I'm not. So let's get back to what we're supposed to do here and get off of our yacht for a moment and give away some Brewers tickets.
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you come up with a good one for
us? I got a good one. We got four tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers game. If you can answer this trivia question, first pitch 6:10 for the Milwaukee Brewers, hosting the Washington Nationals. If you're not the winner and you can't make it to the game, you can still listen to the Brewers across several Civic Media radio stations, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support across the Fox Valley. Listen to that nice, clear 1100 AM signal across Oshkosh and the surrounding area. You can also listen on Radio from the Center in Richland Center, WRCE, our two Brewers affiliates here at Civic Media. But if you know the answer to this question, in which year did the Brewers move from the American League to the National League? We're going to send you to the game. Four pack of tickets for tomorrow night's game. I believe it's a Rowdy Tellez bobblehead night, but confirm that. But there isn't a bobblehead of some form, I believe, involved.
So the first year the Brewers played in the National League. Luke, that's a very good question.
Thanks.
I'm impressed.
I get put on hot seats, and then I produce.
You do. You do so well under pressure. While we wait for callers to come in on that one, Dick from Madison is calling in as well on, well, one of the many topics we've offered. At least I think so. Dick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I think it's all of them. Another one for Yacht Rock, though, wishing you were here in Chicago. Here you go. The other day I talked to you, I think Tuesday morning briefly, and brought up the fact that Geraldo's out of work.
Yes.
All of these issues, except for the auto strike, he should be taking over, including this craziness with Hunter Biden starting today, which ties into the impeachment, which is a big nothing burger. And then you come back to the state here, and you have this nonsense. All I'm asking is, where is the people's work getting done with any of this, both at the federal or state level?
Amen.
It's not.
No,
and,
it's not.
You got people like Jim Jordan in the House. They're sickening. Mm-hmm. I just can't stand watching these people. I have to literally turn the TV off when I see him.
The timing of this is nice that you're bringing this up, Dick, because I literally, in the hour before coming back here to the radio place, was working on an editorial for Up North News all about, and the headline on this is, "Turning impeachment into a political joke is no laughing matter. Weaponizing the wheels of justice wastes our time and money. It cheapens a constitutional safeguard, and it chips away at our fragile democracy." And Dick, you know this as well as anybody, that, you know, impeachment is supposed to be a serious matter, but now at both the state and federal levels, they're just turning it into another part of the game.
Especially here in Wisconsin with this, well, at both levels. But pro to say, which wins by what, 11 points?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beyond me why people, I think we're finally starting to see through it here with that vote this spring for her being so strong. I certainly hope so. But
I do
I just
too.
Don't know.
But boy, you sure do find out real quick that some folks will do almost anything to hang on to power one way or another. Or if it's not that, it's just a matter of distracting from, as you said, the failure to do what needs to be done, the thing we're supposedly paying them for, right?
Well, yeah, if they could point to anything they've actually done in the past year, both the federal level or the state level, I want to see it. So all it is smoke and mirrors all the time.
Couldn't agree more. Hey, Dick, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great start to the weekend.
You too.
All right. And I note in the editorial that's going to be in our Monday newsletter, the sad fact is that since 1999, with a guy named Newt Gingrich, the impeachment process has been weaponized, either to target individuals who have done no misdeeds, or at least none that rise to a criminal level. And it's been politicized by being exploited to protect political allies, even when their criminal misdeeds are obvious. But that's the problem that we have right now, is that impeachment does not have the same reverence that it had once earned. Eli from Deerfield is on the phone, and Luke tells me that you have the correct answer for Brewers trivia. But because he didn't tell me, Eli, you can give me any year at all, and I'm going to tell you that you're right. I just know you have the correct answer. When did the Brewers start playing in the National League?
It was 1998.
Luke?
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct.
Okay, good.
1998.
Okay. I'm very impressed by that. I was impressed first off that the Brewers would actually even move leagues. You know, that was a good move for the state of baseball. But I forgot the year entirely. So Eli, thanks so much for that. Do you know who you're going to take to the game yet? Even though you've only been a winner for about 14 seconds.
I'll talk to my wife first and then go from there.
There we go. Good choice. Good choice, Eli.
That's a very good way to go. All right, Eli, thanks so much.
Stay on the line, Eli. I'm going to get your info and we'll get you the tickets for tomorrow night's game.
That's right. So,
all right. Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eli. Appreciate it very much. I'm Pat Kreitlow in for Todd Alba, in case you missed it earlier, from Up North News Radio, where you hear me from 6 to 8 a.m. on many of our civic media stations, from up here on Lake Wissota, where I've been for a very, very long time, other than that Caribbean stint that I mentioned a few minutes ago. Well, as mentioned before with the abortion issue, and having Dr. Lyerly on earlier, Kristen Lyerly is what's known as an intervener in the lawsuit. And that means that basically she's in a court case that directly affects her and affects other physicians as well. And so we've been very fortunate to be able to talk to her about this case. And with Planned Parenthood returning to providing abortion care services in two of its clinics, we talked to Kristen this morning, and she reminds us that while that is a positive decision for women's reproductive care, this is far from over. There are still healthcare deserts throughout Wisconsin, and especially when it comes to women's reproductive health. And I've mentioned on my show many a time, being married to an OBGYN myself, who practices in an area where for at least an hour and a half and up to 3 hours all around, if you can't get to where she is, you're going to be in trouble. And we risk seeing more cases where, you know, it's always charming when you hear the news story that, you know, somebody delivered a baby on the side of the road, a bus driver assisted with the delivery, or a police officer or a firefighter, and people go, oh, isn't that unusual and cute? And it's not going to be cute, and it's not going to be so unusual as it becomes harder and harder to attract healthcare providers to rural parts of Wisconsin and to Wisconsin overall if we have draconian laws that are designed to punish healthcare providers and punish the women who need care for, you know, anything from a troubled pregnancy to, you know, whatever the case may be. And Dr. Lyerly points out that there's still more to do because we still do live in a post-Dobbs world. It's just that the one step that might be about to happen is that 1849 law will no longer be around, but there will still be plenty of restrictions. And Luke, you take callers all the time. I believe call is even in the name of your show, Town Call, right?
Yeah, we take a couple, two, three calls every now and then. We encourage it for the listening audience from 12:15 to 1 every Monday through Friday. Will Walter and I discussing the headlines of the day, being joined by guests like Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area and Professor John Shelton, UW Green Bay, discussing labor, things going on in the state of Wisconsin, and just taking all calls. So you can call in any Monday through Friday, 12:15 to 1.
And so if you're reacting to, you know, either the note about abortion services being returned or you know, whatever it is that you want to talk about, we're able to bear in mind that there's going to be still a lot more to say going forward about politicians making decisions about people's personal health care. And Kristen said to us this morning, quote, politicians have no right to be in the exam room with you. So let's continue to help them move out of it so that we as individuals, as Wisconsinites, can make our own personal healthcare decisions with the counsel of our medical professionals, our family, our faith leaders, the people who we really trust and rely on. And we, you know, just appreciate that point of view from her. Cindy from Appleton is calling in to comment on today's headlines on the Todd Alba Show. Pat Kreitlow filling in. Cindy, good afternoon.
Well, I just wanted to kind of feed off what Dick said earlier about how this witch hunt against Protosewitch and Megan Wolf, for that matter, mm-hmm. are just, they're distractions. I mean, like you were talking earlier, we have rural schools that are closing. We have rural hospitals that are closing. We are bleeding doctors. We're bleeding teachers. We have PFAS issues in our water. We have roads that are going to hell in a handbasket. We have state parks that aren't being maintained anymore. I mean, the list just goes on and on. We've got veterans who are homeless. We've got children that are going hungry at night. And we have people that can't afford health care. And this is what they can do. This is all they can do, is to have all these distractions from doing what should be getting done. Like he said, this is just sickening. I can't believe that these people, these Republicans, can go to bed at night and actually sleep knowing that they are doing nothing for the people of Wisconsin.
I appreciate that, Cindy, and thank you for that. I made note this morning as well that not only are they wasting the day, they're wasting the night away. They kept the assembly in session till, you know, well into the night to debate this, again, this reform map plan that isn't going to go anywhere. And I, one of the things I don't miss from my time in the legislature are these very late night sessions where it's just everybody wants to talk to themselves rather than thinking about the constituents who are, I would say, all snug in their beds, but they're not. They have anxiety about things that legislators could be working on, Cindy, and it's just that they choose not to, and it says a lot about their priorities that they met until late in the night to talk about this thing that isn't going to impact anybody in the real world.
Yep.
Cindy, I appreciate the call. Have a good start to the weekend. And, you know, one more note here from one of our reporters, Selena Heller, she's been working on several stories related to the start of the school year. And it's included stories about the teacher shortages, how some school districts are trying to address the teacher shortage by essentially growing their own, by doing more to encourage, you know, alumni to come back to their hometowns after they've been teaching somewhere else or after they've been certified to become a teacher. But whether it's bus drivers or lunchrooms or library staff, there's just a shortage all over. And her latest story, and I'm sure, Luke, that maybe some of the folks who do, Chad Holmes and others who do sports for us, would comment on this as well. And that's a shortage of referees. And it's not just because of, you know, demographics, but it's because that same unruliness that has turned people so mean in our political realm is happening in the gymnasiums and on the football fields and on the sports fields as well, that you have fewer people than ever who want to be referees. The WIAA assistant director told Selena that right now there are 6,600 officials registered in Wisconsin, but they'd really like to have about 10,000. That's a lot of games where, you know, you risk cancellation or you risk having basically a really green referee who's not up to speed on the rules. And I'm willing to bet that, you know, a couple of the guys down there that cover sports would agree.
Yeah, and my mother-in-law, teacher in the Dane County area, she helps out with a lot of sports. So Kelsey and I actually go and we help staff, but the meets and all of the competitions between high schools being consolidated, Pat. You have fewer and fewer activities for swim and track and field to volleyball, all the ones we help out with, wrestling, because there's fewer referees, and so you have to bring all these schools together all at once and do kind of a meet style just for it to be able to be successful because of the lack of officiating and officials to do the officiating. So.
And as people who don't want to get involved, parents used to get involved more often. And again, people are sick of, bullies basically following referees out to their cars after these events. So I do hope more people step up and are willing to serve and also take down the temperature a little bit. More after this. You're up north. The wise man has the power.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll see a high near 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 51. Mostly sunny for Saturday with a high of 73. Sunshine and 70 for Sunday. For Monday, sunny with a high of 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs to the low 80s.
Right now, it's 62.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Okay, now I feel much more at home. Hearing what I normally hear at 6:06 in the morning as we get started with Up North News Radio every weekday morning across the Civic Media Radio Network. So nice to be here in the afternoon filling in for Todd Alba. I'm still getting used to the notion, though, of being a guest host. I have no control over what's going on here. Usually I have control of you know, what's up on the screen and whether we're bringing up certain, you know, slides for the video viewers, you know, who are watching on social media and this and that. And I just have to sit here with my hands on my lap and, you know, I can even toss it to Luke right now and he could say absolutely nothing. I can't make him talk.
Well, to be fair, I always have the control over or Mr. Zommers or your new morning producer, Sam.
Sam Davison.
We have the control over the microphone. Yeah, we have the control over the microphone. So you just get the visual component.
But I'm used to doing so much more. I've got like 25 tabs open on my window at any given point. And right now I've already pretty much talked about what's on the few most important ones, which leaves me just to, you know, mention that Civic Media continues to grow across the state and that while Luke is here, Luke being a very powerful person in the Civic Media empire, you know, I work for Up North News and that's a separate entity, but you at Civic Media have been building out all across Wisconsin. And there's a, you know, beautiful studio there in Madison. There's a beautiful studio in Oshkosh in a lovely old building. There's a new studio in Green Bay in a new building. There's about to be a new studio in Wausau. Can a brother get a new studio in Chippewa Falls over here already? Can you greenlight this at all for me, pal? I mean,
I think you got to buy a beer at Oktoberfest for some people, and maybe a Dom and Crute, you know, they'll pull the strings for you then.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
You just got to get the lederhosen out, do your polka, and see what you can do.
Do my little dance. Yeah. I'll do what I can. The truth of the matter is we have a studio in Chippewa Falls, in downtown Chippewa Falls, right on Bridge Street and Grand Avenue, and it's very lovely, but it's just got the furnishings. It doesn't have the guts. It doesn't have the wiring. And that's the thing, is getting it connected to master control down there in Madison. And I've said many a time on the morning show, I take nothing away from the people who are doing this work. They're absolutely heroes. I'm just like, you know, I'm like a kid at Christmas time. I'm like, I want to open my present. I want to open my studio.
I can tell you the team of engineers that we have here at Civic Media are some of the hardest working people I know. Yes. And so they are doing tremendous work, really moving, found some unexpected problems in one of the projects that they were working on this week, and really just doing everything to improve it. The quality of the network is going to sound better after their work done in Waukesha this week. And just hats off to the entire engineering team. I don't need to name names. They all know who they are. They are doing tremendous work this week, and Civic Media would not be where we are now, as you've noted, bringing local hometown radio back to communities across the state of Wisconsin if it weren't for the very important work those engineers are doing. And Pat, in due time, the Chippewa Falls area is coming to you too.
Oh, yes. But then I will have a fork in the road. The road being, you know, 93rd Avenue and County Highway S here in Chippewa County. The fork in the road of, do I go into that studio in Chippewa Falls?
No. I'm forcing you to go in that studio this. If you're griping about wanting a studio, you're going to be broadcasting from that studio, man.
I'm thinking more about WCFW, the FM station. We want to be able to have local talent there.
You got to be careful what you wish for.
I can come out here in my little bunny pajamas every morning at 6 a.m. and just do a radio show. And then
at 8:01,
crawl back into bed. I have the best commute ever right here, right now. But it's nice to have options, you know? And you know that because when you
revisit... You better hope the engineers aren't listening because if they hear you hedging your bets,
you visit my show,
you visit
my show Thursday mornings at 7:50. And sometimes you're in the studio and sometimes you too are in your little bunny footy pajamas sitting there with your bowl of cornflakes and you turn on your computer and you say hi with about 8 seconds left till the commercials ended. So don't pretend you don't know what the work from home thing is like, Mr. Mathers.
That hasn't happened in months. I was doing the network. I anchored the network news at 8 o'clock every morning for the last 2-3 months. And I was in studio for all of those appearances. There was not a work from home situation at all. But now Terry Bell taking back over the morning network news. So you might be, I may join you from that work from home remote again, but we'll see. I am excited because I'm going to be able to travel out to more of our markets across the state of Wisconsin. I'm working to improve the production team and really just develop the core talent that we have here at Civic Media. And that excites me. So when I return after my vacation, I'm excited to hit the road and visit all of the excellent Civic Media locations we have around the state of Wisconsin.
As somebody newly married, is this the honeymoon?
The honeymoon is coming, yes.
Okay. Yes. I'd have felt bad if you just said, nope, it's a business trip. I'm going out with the boys. And, you know, my sweetie and I might eventually get around to honeymooning. But you're actually taking a honeymoon.
We are.
Good for you.
Yes, we will be hitting the skies next week, Thursday evening. And then I will be gone in an undisclosed kind of where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Where in the world is Luke Mathers? You'll have to wait until I get back to find out.
That's all right. No, that's great. It's very well deserved. So I hope it's a lot of fun. I'm looking at this brand new Fox News poll that came out, and I saw it first in a post by our friend Dan Shaver from the recombobulation area. And he notes just the continued floppage of Ron DeSantis, that he's basically now within the margin of error of being overtaken by Vivek Ramaswamy, who is one of the least qualified people to run for president. Oh, wait, since Donald Trump, and he's at 53% in this poll. Well, okay. Take from that what you will, but Donald Trump is now sunk from 60% support in the Fox News poll down to 53%. But Ron DeSantis is down at 16, and Ramaswamy is at 11.
Do you fixate on the polls? Are you a poll
watcher
at this point?
No, absolutely not. I'm the only reason I grabbed this one is because DeSantis and Ramaswamy are so close. I'm the one who's all the time saying it's way too early. These things mean nothing. So all you're looking for is like little trends. There's still lots of time for things to happen to, well, the entire race, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But if DeSantis's level of popularity right now has sunk to that level, that's not a great sign. Although I do quickly remind people, you know, that John McCain was all but out of the race at one point. Howard Dean was all but president at one time in the race. And so this whole polling business needs to be taken with the extra large grain of salt. But if you're, you know, Mike Pence, the former vice president, and you're still chugging along at 5%, I mean, do you go to bed every night going, what am I doing? Why am I debasing myself like this? Or are you just the eternal optimist?
I don't know.
Tim
Scott, I can't get into
Chris
any of those people's minds.
I don't know. But then again, all of my elections were, you know, two-person races. So I always had half the people loving me and just slightly more than half hating me and not winning that next election. Hey, I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thanks so much for helping me sit in for Todd Alba. And Luke, you have yourself a good weekend, a good trip. And I believe you and Matt Flynn will accompany the listeners on this Friday afternoon journey coming up next.
That's correct. Thanks, Pat.
Have a great weekend. I'll see you at 6 a.m. Monday for Up North News Radio.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.